With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More fighting between Israel and Hamas.
The new year really began in a grim fashion. It was just after midnight local time that we have not fireworks over Tel Aviv, but these rockets fired by Hamas towards southern Israel as well. Hamas said that was in response to the killing of civilians in Gaza. But overnight we saw Israeli strikes apparently killed nearly 50 people in Gaza City. Rescuers there were searching for survivors in the rubble. About 20 of those killed were taking shelter at the Al-Aqsa University. We understand.
BBC's Yolanda Nell. Also at srnnews.com, U.S. military says its forces have opened fire on Houthi rebels after they attacked a cargo ship in the Red Sea. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
U.S. Central Command says the crew of the USS Gravely Destroyer first shot down two anti-ship ballistic missiles fired at the Singapore-flagged Maersk Hangzhou late Saturday. The U.S. Navy says four small boats attacked the same cargo ship with small arms fire early Sunday, and rebels tried to board the vessel. Central Command says the attackers fired on helicopters from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, and the helicopters fired back, sinking three of the four boats. No damage to U.S. personnel or equipment was reported. I'm Julie Walker.
It's been a rough start to the new year in the Big Apple. Five people have been killed in a new traffic accident on a parkway in Queens. One person has been hospitalized. And a driver fleeing police in New York sped up onto a sidewalk and injured seven people there. None of those injuries appear to be life-threatening. And police in Greensboro, North Carolina, say an off-duty officer has been shot and killed when he witnessed a crime at a gas station. This is SRN News. A warning from a fundraising expert.
Derek Baker is telling churches and ministries there may be a generosity crunch in the not-too-distant future. That because of a shrinking middle class, younger generations less inclined to give, and the failure of nonprofits to keep up with the latest tech. Baker, who heads Dickerson Baker, says, quote, "We believe there's a perfect storm coming that is going to have a massive impact on nonprofits in the future." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some of the most liberal laws in the country have got into effect in California. One guarantees doctors in the state who mail abortion pills to patients in other states will be protected from prosecution. Under another law, foster families will be required to demonstrate their acceptance of homosexuality as well as transgenderism, or else they can be barred from taking children into their homes. This is SRN News. A new gun law in California.
The law bans people from carrying firearms in most public places. It's taking effect on New Year's Day, even as a court case continues to challenge it. A U.S. district judge issued a ruling December 20th to block the law, saying it violates the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment and deprives people of their ability to defend themselves. But on Saturday, a federal appeals court put a temporary hold on that ruling, allowing the law to take effect as the legal fight continues. The law prohibits people from carrying concealed guns in 26 places, including parks and playgrounds, churches, banks, and zoos. John Scott reporting.
Meanwhile, a woman has been killed, four people wounded in a Los Angeles County shooting shortly after the arrival of the new year. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says there have been no arrests so far in that shooting, which is now under investigation. More details at srnnews.com.